Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a new episode on ZHC. ZHC is a very popular YouTube creator. He has 23.6 million subscribers, so obviously he is one of the top creators on YouTube right now. And his content is in a more MrBeast style, but revolves around a lot of art. I'm actually surprised. I haven't done him yet. He's a creator who is always popping up on my For You, my homepage. I almost said For You page. Too much TikTok. On my homepage, and is always showing up on trending. All his content is amazing, and he puts a lot of effort into it. So, as I said before, ZHC is he's a Mr. Beast style creator. A lot of his videos are kind of, you know, paying for a lot of expensive things or doing things on a grand scale, but he's an artist, so they usually revolve around art. His latest videos are whatever you draw, I'll pay for. Customizing 100 houses and giving them to people. Those are just some of the newer ones, and some of the most popular ones are I Surprised Charlie D'Amelio with 20 custom phones, I Surprised Mr. Beast with a custom house, I Surprised Mr. Beast with a custom Tesla, customizing a $10 million house. You get the idea. He kind of does things on this large scale, and it's either kind of competitions where he has people do things to win money, like draw things to win money, or he customizes very large things or expensive things. So let's get into it. I think that he is a very good creator. I keep saying it, but he's extremely similar to Mr. Beast. Maybe they have the same management or something. I know they've obviously worked together a couple of times. But his editing style is similar, or he does a lot of time lapses and then does kind of funny like bits in between them. Like if he is customizing the $10 million house within 30 days, he will be, you know, do a scene where he's like kind of, you know, painting, he'll time lapse that, and then he'll do a scene where he does like a mini game with subscribers. Whoever draws the best character gets $1,000. And it'll be like kind of that interspersed throughout the larger video. And with giving away videos he just did, where he gave away whatever someone would draw, it's kind of like the Mr. Beast, whatever you can fit in the circle videos, where he goes up to random people, goes to different stores, very similar content. He seems like a very good person. He seems always good natured, having a fun time. He has like a posse that includes his girlfriend and, whose name is Michelle, and then some other different characters who always show up. And they always seem like they do have a good time. And, I mean, sufficient to say, I mean, you would assume from an artist who heavily relies on art, but his art is very good. So whenever he customizes something like a house or like, you know, a car, it's not like a really bad customization. It's not something that has, you know, is not cool. It's really cool and really well done. So it's definitely worth seeing the finished product. But on YouTube, you kind of need to obviously differentiate yourself from other art channels. And the way to do that is scaling it up and painting expensive things and giving things away. So that's what he seems to be doing. Continuing, you know, on a lot of his start, his like most popular videos, not his start, but his most popular videos have been, you know, giving TikTokers things, which, you know, I didn't really expect. It seems that he just maybe captured on the trend when these TikTokers were super popular. Because the video I Surprised Charlie D'Amelio with 20 custom iPhones has 102 million views, which is just crazy, just absolutely crazy. It's unbelievable they do that much. The video right under it is I Surprised Charlie D'Amelio with 10 custom iPad Pros, 67 million views, with about the same thumbnail. So he obviously knows how to capture trends, and you got to respect that. Although, you know, I might not be like the biggest fan of those TikTokers, he does know how to get the audience's attention with the thumbnails and with these titles, and that's impressive. And I did watch that video through. It seemed kind of half and half. Half where he was just painting these iPhones and the other half where he was giving them away. That's how it was structured and it seems to be well. Right under that is him surprising Mr. Beast with a custom house and then a custom Tesla. So, yeah, he knows these people to pick. He makes these connections, and then the people on the other side, like the TikTokers, get free phones and stuff like that, and then he gets a good video. He's done surprises for Brent Rivera, Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio and Lil Huddy again, Bella Porsche, a lot of different people. Yeah, and I think it's definitely really impressive how he is able to do that and do it so well. Because when you have a formula like this, it sometimes becomes difficult. There's a line between, you know, making content that people are expecting and following a formula, but then also, you know, making your videos different enough that they're not repetitive. And he probably is, you know, kind of dancing around that line a bit. I mean, Mr. Bean did himself with Last of Touch, and he kind of probably danced around that line a bit. But if you're constantly making different art and painting different objects, I mean, every painting could be super different. So there is a point where, like, it is a formula that works really well on the platform, and you can see why it did so well, pretty much. Yeah, so that's kind of how, like, his giving away formula did. He would go half and half, half painting. If it was a lot of people, like the 20 iPhones, it'd be half reaction. If it was just Mr. Beast, it would be less of, like, less time in the video for reaction. But, yeah. And his scale of customizing things has grown really large. Now, he customized iPhones, which, you know, is really cool, really crazy. He's, like, customizing something so expensive. But he's moved on to, like, a $10 million house, a school, like, a giant pool, these crazy things. I think he must have bought the house because he put, like, his own face on it in multiple places, same with the pool, or at least rented it. I don't know if he could have bought it, but at least rented it and then, like, promised to paint over it. But it was definitely interesting to see because, like, I can only help but wonder who is going to buy this after him. If I was a homeowner buying, like, a $10 million home, there's no way I would purchase something with ZHC's face on it. It's kind of wild. But they're entertaining, and I'm assuming that he must probably, like, paint, you know, white paint over, repaint over it after before he sells it. But it is definitely pretty wild. I would guess that he grew in popularity just through, you know, making things for other people. But, yeah, it's wild how he does that. What I will say is he definitely also brings subscribers into his videos a lot. He has subscribers come out and do challenges, gives away things. He's a big, you know, giveaway person because he's giving away things to other people. So he's always giving away things to his fans. I am, like, not sure. I assumed that these would be truthful. I don't think he could get to the level he's at and be at the popularity he is at if he was lying about these giveaways. So he is definitely really cool for doing that. And I hope that go to people in, like, need. But who knows? If it's a random subscriber, it's a random subscriber. But he is really cool for doing that. Yeah. And I believe he has other channels too, which I didn't really look at. He has ZHC Crafts that has 4 million subscribers, almost 5, which is insane. Where it seems that he just best blank wins blank. That seems to be the kind of theme. Best 3D pen art wins 5,000. Best origami wins 5,000. Best sand art wins 5,000. Kind of that strategy. He has EHC shorts, pretty obvious. Miss Munchie, which seems to be Michelle's channel, that does really well too. 1.73 million subscribers. EHC TV, I'm not sure what this is. He's doing, I didn't really get time to watch through these, but it looks like a lot of React content. Still has 500,000 subscribers, and then Miss Munchie Shorts. But no, he's a really cool creator. He seems like a good guy. I would say that it does seem like his personality is played up a bit. He's known for a while for having his, like, this bright blue hair and wearing bright blue clothes. So I would suspect that that was in shorts, partly because you want it to be a lot more recognizable. But I do think that it is really impressive that he was able to make names for himself. I imagine after like a year, you would probably get tired of the blue hair and this whole like character that he's created. But he had to do it for a reason, which is obvious, just to get known. It's like the same kind of year that Jacksepticeye had his green hair and Markiplier has had his red hair. They just want it to be, PewDiePie had bleached his hair. It just kind of creates this character idea around you, and you're recognizable, which is effective in the long run. And although it may be a bit weird in public, I think I recently got it back to bleach blonde. But I think he's a good guy. It seems like he's a good creator. When watching his videos, some of them are a little long, some of them get a little repetitive, and some of them get a little animated. That's the feedback I would give. Like it sometimes feels like that. I don't know. He's just putting on like a show, and just making kind of I don't know. He's very animated in the sense you're like, okay, dude, you can like calm it down a bit. There's no way that anybody could talk this loudly. And like when he has fun with his friends, it sometimes seems a bit fake. But maybe it's just me reading into it too much. But like I said, he seems like a really good guy. He makes good content. It's fun to watch, and they're fun videos. His thumbnails are all really great. He kind of has this signature thumbnail where it's like an expensive item and this like cool paintbrush that someone's painting on that's like this sparkly blue and purple. And he did it for all his customizing videos, whether it be customizing a car, customizing the iPhones, customizing a house. That seems to be like a theme between his thumbnails. His editing style, like I said, it's a lot of time lapses and it's zoomed in on small moments, which is entertaining. But after a while, it can get a bit repetitive. And it seems like he also did an influencer challenge where he has like I think it was maybe like a YouTube game show of sorts, where like they did different challenges, and I didn't watch that because it was a bit longer form content, and you guys probably know by now that I get a little unfocused on that, but it seems pretty good from like the first 5 minutes I watched. I just get through it. This is a bit of a shorter episode this week because I am not at home. I'm on vacation, so I'm recording this in a hotel bathroom, so that's a bit interesting. But I enjoyed his content nonetheless. I thought he was really cool and really good. And I hope we see, more innovative content from in the future, whether it be scaled up. He does like cool things like I don't know, just bigger, not more than a house. And he does like a big project, like maybe making a really cool city, almost like customizing a whole town, something like that. Or whether just be getting more creative. Now, thank you for the reviews on Apple, thank you to Chonk42 for saying it is beyond good. I really appreciate that. That goes back. Thank you for editing your review as always. I'm glad you got an ad. That helps me out a lot. And you'll thank you for all the Spotify reviews. I really appreciate them. I really appreciate all the support recently. And thanks for being able to join the Discord and everything. Thank you guys so much. And if you made it through this scuffed episode, you're a real one. So thank you guys. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.